أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم قالوا يا موسى إما أن تلقي وإما أن نكون أول من ألقى قال بل ألقوا فإذا حبالهم وعصيهم يخيل إليه من سحرهم أنها تسعى Continuing with the incident of Sayyidina Musa عليه الصلاة والسلام and the magicians, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about Musa alayhi salatu wasalam's very deep rooted nasiha and advice that Musa alayhi salatu wasalam had given them, although it was very, very short, very, very brief. After that, they offered Musa alayhi salatu wasalam saying, Ya Musa, imma an tulqiya wa imma an nakuna awwala man alqa. Musa, either you cast whatever you may cast, wa imma an nakuna awwala man alqa, or we will cast whatever we were going to cast. In other words, the option was given to Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam to cast whatever he was going to do first. Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, till that point in time, was not directed by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. No wahi had come down to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, and hence Musa alayhi salatu wasalam said to them, Bal alqu, you people cast, in other words, whatever sorcery you are going to now present, present it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَإِذَا حِبَالُهُمْ وَعِصِيُّهُمْ يُخَيَّلُ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ سِحْرِهِمْ أَنَّهَا تَسْعَى. Then suddenly the hibal, their ropes, in other words, they had these ropes with them, they had these sticks with them, they casted and threw down the ropes and the sticks. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يُخَيَّلُ إِلَيْهِ, it was made to be seen by Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, a delusion, a type of hypnotism, a type of mesmerization, that Musa alayhi salatu wasalam started looking at it, seeing it, min sihrihim, because of the sorcery, annaha tas'a, that they are running, and that is towards Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Now here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about one aspect of sorcery, one aspect of witchcraft or black magic. We'll just discuss this very quickly, and that is that there was no change in the reality of those ropes and no change in the reality of those sticks. The ropes remain ropes, the sticks remain sticks. But one form of sorcery is this, that it is a delusion, it is a mesmerization that takes place where the person looking at it, to him or to her, it seems as though the reality of that particular thing changed. And this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about here in this ayat, يُخَيَّلُ إِلَيْهِ, that to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, it seemed as though these were snakes running towards Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Now if we take the smallest or the lowest figure given by the Mufassireen with regards to the number of sorcerers and magicians, then we will find that 72 was the least amount. Now if one can imagine 72 snakes running towards an individual, what would be and what should be the condition of that person? So hence Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says with regards to Musa alayhi salam, فَأَوْجَسَ فِي نَفْسِهِ خِيفَةً مُوسَى, Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam concealed within himself a kind of fear. But this fear wasn't in actual fact because of those snakes running all around towards Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Here Musa alayhi salatu wasalam had understood and realized that this was an occasion, a possibility of being the last opportunity to give dawah to the thousands of people from the clan of Fir'aun that were watching this entire scenario, that should Musa alayhi salatu wasalam overpower these sorcerers, then it becomes a means of dawah for the thousands that are watching. So Musa alayhi salatu wasalam became fearful, not really of his life, but Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was more apprehensive now that perhaps the opportunity of dawah, the opportunity of these thousands of people accepting iman could have been lost, and that is the kind of fear that entered the heart of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Qulna la takhaf, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala immediately consoled Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Musa, do not fear, innaka antal a'la. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam had not yet casted his Asa his staff, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala already gave Musa alayhi salatu wasalam the glad tidings that Musa, you will be dominant over the sorcerers, so there's no reason that you have fear that the people will not accept Iman and Islam at your hands. Wa alqi ma fi yaminik, and then the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had come, and this is a very, very important aspect, that the Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, because they were the recipients of the wahi of Allah, in every aspect of their lives, they waited for the wahi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to come down, and if we may use another term, they waited for the command of Allah. For us, the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has already been given for the various aspects of our lives 1400 years ago. The time of Fajr sets in, the command of Allah is to perform the salat. That has been done already. For us, we wait for no wahi, but we follow the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and in this way, we will become closer to Allah Rabbul Izzat and closer to the way of life of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam. وَأَلْقِ مَا فِي يَمِينِكَ, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, cast, drop down whatever is in your right hand. تَلْقَفْ مَا صَنَعُوا, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also informed Musa alayhi salatu wassalam that when you do that, what he's going to do, and he did it, was that one lit staff that you have, that one stick that you have, your walking stick, that is going to be casted, and then it's going to swallow whatever the sorcerers had casted, and that was the reality. Innama sana'u kaydu sahir. Therefore Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, whatever they had made really was a beguilement. Whatever they made, their plots and their plans, were actually just plans of the sorcerers. Wala yuflihu sahiru haythu ata. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala completes the sector of the incident saying, wala yuflihu sahiru haythu ata, that wherever the sahirin, wherever the sorcerer goes, he is not going to be successful. In other words, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's haq and the reality will always prevail over it. Just one aspect of sorcery to understand it better is that, like how when we do things, we take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and in the name of Allah Rabbul Izzat, we will continue doing whatever we do. Number two is, throughout the life of a mu'min and a believer, one exerts oneself in obeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The life of a sorcerer is the complete converse, the complete opposite, in that the sorcerer will have to please shaitan. Whatever he or she does, he or she will have to please shaitan, and that is napak forces, and the result is that in the pleasure of shaitan, they earn the pleasure of shaitan, the favor of shaitan. Whatever they do, they will do in the name of shaitan, and it is in actual fact the shaitans then that create the effect of whatever sorcery is created, and hence in this manner sorcery continues, and it is a batil, it is totally false. And here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shows it, that haq will always prevail over falsehood. May Allah ta'ala give us a tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanallahumma wa bihamdika, ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk.